This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. A new qualification for new and future leaders in schools has been launched by the Church of England with the aim of putting into action the Vision for Education launched with overwhelming support at General Synod last week. James Townsend, Director of the Church of England Foundation for Educational Leadership, explains more about the new programme and how it will impact pupils. James, General Synod overwhelmingly supported the new Vision for Education launched by the Church of England Education Office last week. How does this new course fit in with this vision?
Well, the vision is absolutely the starting point. So if this is the kind of education that you want to give for the kids in your school, what are the big strategic leadership decisions that you need to make to be getting that there? So throughout the programme, we're asking questions about those decisions. And an example might be you want to provide a really rounded education, but all the accountability measures on you as a head teacher are focused on exam results. Now, how do you balance those competing pressures when you're making those really important decisions?
And so who are you hoping to attract as participants in this?
So we're looking to recruit for this programme any head teachers who've been in the role for maybe a couple of years and are still getting used to what's needed from them, but also middle and senior leaders who are looking to take a step up into another leadership position and explore some of those challenges in leadership in more detail. And those people who see our vision and say, that's the kind of education that I want to be providing for the kids in my school, giving them life in all its fullness, and I want to explore what my role can be in doing that.
And so is this just for church schools?
Well, we see our vision being for everybody. We would love to see every child in this country having a kind of education that can enable them to really flourish. So anybody, be you primary or secondary, church, community, a school serving a really leafy suburb or somewhere with some real disadvantage, we want to help you achieve that kind of education for your pupils.
That's really, really good to hear. Now, this is currently a pilot scheme. So what are the plans for, you know, a more national rollout of what's going on?
Well, we've got three pilot regions at the moment, the southeast, the southwest, and the northwest. And we're really keen that this is a collaborative exercise because this is the first time that we've done a programme on a national level for the people in our schools. So we want to be working with that existing expertise and learning how we can make this really work for them, testing it and improving it, and then rolling it out in different regions across the country. So over the next 2 or 3 years, it'll be coming out to a lot more regions. I think it's really important that this is done on a regional basis, though, because we want to make it responsive to the local needs. So the situation in a school in a really rural part of the Norwich Diocese is going to work in a slightly different way to somewhere in South London in the Southwark Diocese.
How will pupils' educational and life outcomes be affected by graduates of this course and the foundation more generally?
Obviously, this is one of the several programmes that we're looking to provide through the foundation, but we've also got a lot of work going on bringing people together through networks and communities looking at particular areas of interest, and also a level of research. But the way that this will have a transformational effect on pupils is that there are a lot of vulnerable schools at the moment in the current climate, and we want to make sure that every child has access to a nearby school that's a good school, that's solvent and well-run. But more than that, we also want to make sure that when they get to those school gates, they walk through and they know that they can expect the excellence and the academic rigour that's so important, but that it's also set within a wider framework which nurtures their full potential and gets to see them as a rounded individual as well.
And if people want to find out more, to stay up to date with where you're rolling these out regionally, where can they go? Is there a Twitter account? Is there a website?
So following the churchofengland.org/education website, there's plenty of information on there. And yep, Twitter, we're C of E EduLead.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.